Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
An angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what she was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I've had no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, Son of God. And behold, listen to your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. Nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Insurance. I don't know why it took him so long to find a place to live. I know the shelter situation in Des Moines 20 years ago was what it is now. But what I know is that my mom and my dad decided to hire the kids for part-time work, kind of under the table, so that in order to help feed this family money, but give the kids a sense of ownership of what was happening. So the boys, who were like maybe 12 or 13, they paint a fence or sweep the driveway. The girl was old enough, she could actually work, so she stopped Hoover's men. Well, my mom got to know her, and she was like 14, and I haven't done it, but my impression is that it's not real easy to be a 14-year-old girl. So, starting high school is hard enough all by itself, but starting high school homeless, that's a beast of a whole different thing. So my mom thought, well, PJ had such a good time in the band, maybe she can too. So she gave one of his hands. When your mom hears a story like that, how am I supposed to complain? So I kind of swallowed my pride. Over Christmas break, I worked at the store with my dad, which was our usual kind of custom. And Christmas Eve day, he and I were working. Our thing was always he and I would work during the day that day, and mom would be home getting the dinner ready and stuff. And just as we were getting ready to close, this family showed up. The father and the mother, this girl, like I said, was about 14, the girl, the boys, the twins were 12, and was a littler one. And the dad was just beaming proud. And they were as dressed up as they had clothes left to be dressed up in. They were on their way to church for Christmas, and they were grateful because they just gotten word that the apartment they'd been waiting on, that they weren't going to be able to move into until after the new year, they could move in that night. They would be home for Christmas. And as they thank my dad for all that he'd done for them, their dad says, the kids have something they wanted to give you to show how grateful they are, and kind of nudges the kids forward. They've got their hands behind their back. They bring out a plate of day-old muffins for purpose. And these are the saddest, weakiest-looking muffins that you've ever seen. And it was funny because my mom actually baked muffins every morning for the store, so there were better ones, like literally right there. But the kids had saved a nickel on every dollar they earned. And they decided on their own, rather than buying each other presents, to pool their nickels together and buy something again. So the family went off to their new home for Christmas. My dad and I got to pick up and we started to head back across town. And I looked down at this weedy sack of oats. And I said, Dad, we can't bring that home to Mom. And he said, you're right, son. We're not worthy of food like that. Family was looking for a home. They found a home, and their first act, having found a home, was to offer hospitality, to give back in gratitude. In the first reading, David wants to build God a house. And God says, don't you remember? You got this backwards. I gave you a house. You're the one needs a house. But there will be a house for me one day. He wasn't talking about the temple. Listen again. A temple where all will worship. All nations stream toward it. The house is the virgin. She becomes the dwelling place of God. That's what a temple is, at least in the ancient world, is where a God lived. Our God came to live with us, literally, physically, inside one of us. having been full of grace and conceived God himself in her womb, she gave birth to that God. And he walked up in their lives just like this. He talked to and touched and hugged and kissed people just like you. And those that were hurting, he healed. And those that were sad, he raised up. And those that were sorrowing, he brought joy. And he answered the questions of the prophets. And he fulfilled the oracles of the Old Testament. And he helped tease out the tensions of the law, and he gave his people hope. If the Jews got the Messiah that they wanted, they got a temple. Wouldn't be worth worshiping. Instead, the Messiah, what we did get, is worshipped everywhere, every corner of the globe, in spirit and in truth, as he promised. And he still dwells among us today. Which is why, even tonight, the night before we celebrate his coming in the flesh, he comes again in the flesh to dwell again in you, in your body, just like her, so that you might give birth to God, so that you might bring God into the world in a way that he's not right at this moment. Not because God's not everywhere, but because this way it involves you. Just like my folks who simply handed money to this family, but they didn't. They gave it to the kids by having the kids work so that the kids got a house in some mysterious way, because they participated in it, as though they helped build it brick by brick. Your salvation, and the salvation of every person sitting in this church, is built up by you, made possible by him.